我们要进入家庭关怀。
Now I'd like to move into family life.
啊，还没有进入之前呢，我们对早上谈这个夫妻的哈。
Before we get into it,
婚姻啊，有一些补充啊。
We'd like to have some additions to this morning's talk on marriage.
第三点哈，最后一点就是灵性上的合一。
Third point, which is the unity in spirit.
跟不信主的人结婚哦，你会发现到最后会有一个困难。
Marrying someone who does not believe in Christ, at the end you'll find some difficulties.
谈话不能深入。
You cannot have in-depth conversations.
因为一个人的灵性啊，如果有发展之后，那个灵性会成为他思想的一部分。
For after a person's spirituality will develop to a point where it will become part of his thinking.
所以在谈论属灵的话语、属灵的事情，会成为一种喜乐的来源。
Therefore, once they converse in spiritual things, they would find a source of joy.
所以在约翰一书里面，约翰曾经这样说。
Therefore, First John told us.
约翰一书第一章哈。
Please refer to First John.
约翰一书第一章第三节。
First John 1:3。
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交。第四节。
Four.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。这里约翰说，我将所看见、所听见的传给你们。
Here John speaks of what he has heard and seen.
我传给你们，使你们跟我们有相交。
That I pass on to you so that we may have fellowship.
那这个所见所听就是一些属灵的事情。
What he has seen and heard are spiritual matters.
然后在这个灵里面的交通，第四节说，使你的喜乐可以充足。
That these communications within the spirit can make your spirit fulfilled.
所以如果跟不信的人结婚了，
Therefore a believer marrying a non-believer,
你会发现哦，夫妻的交通没有办法深入。
You find that husband and wife communication cannot be in depth.
因为你做太太的人灵性很好。
For example, if the wife has high spirituality,
那做先生的人都没有灵性。
And the husband is very low,
那你到最后没有话可以讲。
At the end, you'll find few words to talk about.
因为当你灵性好的时候，
For when your spirituality is high,
你不会满足于世界上的事情。
You will not be satisfied with things in the world.
只有神才能够真的让你心灵得到真正的满足。
Only God can fill you inside to make you satisfied.
那你生活当中如果有物质没有神，你绝对不满足啊。
Or if you're lacking in material, you feel unsatisfied.
有物质，但是你没有神，你不会觉得满足啊。
Even with material gain, without God, you still will not feel content.
那一半没有神。
That you feel half without God.
如果你的另一半没有神啊。
If your better half has not God.
你这个深入没有办法交通。没有办法深入的交通。
You cannot have any meaningful conversation.
所以两个婚姻生活要亲密啊哈。
Therefore, after marriage, the two must live intimately.
首先心灵上要合一。
That first they unite in flesh.
灵性上合一。
Second, in spirit they unite.
最后才肉体上的合一。
Thirdly, unite in flesh.
那这个就是完全的合一。
With these three unities, then this is a complete union.
那这种婚姻就是甜蜜的。
And this marriage shall be one of sweetness.
那在婚姻之前哈，我们要补充一点，就是为什么婚前的 premarital sex 婚前的这个关系是不对的。
Before we talk about marriage, we should talk about the wrongness of premarital sex.
现在在美国非常非常的普遍。
Now it's very prevalent in the United States.
我前两个月看到一期《Times》的报道啊，93%啊，在17岁以前都有这个经验。
Two weeks ago in Time Magazine, I read that over 93% of all teenagers had a sexual experience.
非常可怕。
It's very terrifying.
那为什么这个是不对
？Why is it incorrect?
第一点也是最重要一点，因为这是不尊重神。
First, it's a disrespect towards God.
不尊重神在人伦当中所设下的这个规范。
That you disrespect what God has established for human beings in terms of unions.
因为宇宙有一个神。
Because universe contains his God.
他有他的法律。
He has his laws.
我们不能够违背他的法律做事。
We cannot go against his laws to do our things.
虽然这个肉体关系是两个人的私事。
Although this sexual relations between human two humans.
哦，但是也不能够违反神所设下来的诫命。
But they cannot do it as to go against the commandments that God had left us.
所以第一点他是错的，因为他得罪神，不尊重神。
So the first point, at the first onset point, it's already wrong because they have already gone against God.
第二点
Secondly,
啊，没有结婚的这个婚前的肉体关系啊，会使这个男女双方的关系非常非常的肤浅。不去写了啊。
The premarital sex will cause the relationship between that couple to be a shallow one.
啊，没有办法深入。
Unable to go to a new level.
因为以后他每一次相见呢、啊，想到第一件事情就是肉体上。
Because every time they meet, that's the first thing on their mind.
那这个变成说，他的关系只停留在肉体上。
That is to say, their relationship stops at that junction and stays there.
但是肉体上应当是心灵上的延续。
However, a relationship should be one of the hearts.
从心灵上开始的。
From two hearts, they join in relationship.
所以一开始啊，你就有肉体关系，以后关系不能深入。
Therefore, if you start off with a physical relationship, then you cannot go in further later.
就没有办法谈心啊。
You won't be able to communicate heart to heart.
每一次在一起就是想到这件事情。
Because every time you're together, you're distracted by the physical side.
那一旦这个关系没有办法深入，这个关系就很摇摆不定了。
That a relationship that always is distracted cannot be stable.
因为这种没有 commitment 啊，没有一种婚姻的这种约束的这种关系哈，没有安全感。
Without this marriage or a non-committal relationship, then one would not have the security.
你不晓得什么时候要结束啊。
You fear the end.
所以，有人做过统计啊。
People have took statistics of this.
年纪越大，结婚了、啊，离婚率越小，
越小，
越小啊！年纪越大
，older people marry, the chance of divorce is smaller.
那十七八岁就打得火热，那个结婚了、啊，大概都持不久。
And those marriages that come in late teens, those won't last long.
因为他们都不晓得他们自己在做什么。
Because they do not know what they're doing.
他们以为他们的感觉就是婚姻的全部。
Because they feel what they're feeling is all about marriage.
等到结了婚以后。
Until after marriage,
发现原来还有很多问题在里面。
They feel a lot of problems has not been addressed.
所以这个越成熟的人结婚了、啊，越稳了、
啊。Therefore, if you marry at a more mature stage in your life, you have a more stable marriage.
所以人在还没有这个深入，这个还没有 commitment 就发生肉体关系哦，常常就很快就结束了。
Therefore, those that before they haveproperly committed to one another and they start to have a physical relationship, that relationship will not last.
那其实这个人在结婚之前这个男女的交往那种心灵上那种爱的一种流通是一种享受。
Actually, the love that the two people experience from heart to heart is actually an enjoyment.
那个就是在代表我们跟神的一种关系。
It can be parallel with the relationship we have with God.
所以婚前的这个关系啊，就把那种深入心灵上那种契合、那种默契的关系就到那个地方就切断了，以后就肉体取代了。
Therefore，
那种追求心灵上啊深入的这种沟通啊就没有了。
Therefore， by time of marriage， that heart to heart relationship ends at marriage。
那下面一个就是婚前的关系啊，会对未来的婚姻啊。有一个阴影。
And also the premarital sex part is going to influence the marriage to come.
因为未来的婚姻如果不是你跟他发生关系这个人。
If the marriage was not to be the two people that had marital sex already, premarital sex.
将来你结婚的伙伴啊，你就会掩盖一些东西。
Then later you would have a lot to hide to your next partner.
你没有办法坦诚地公布你过去。
That you could not openly share what your past is.
那如果一个人在配偶上有一点隐瞒
，if a person goes into a relationship with a lot of secrets,
那么他的关系里面就不圆满了。
then the relationship cannot be a complete one.
因为你怕你的配偶发现你过去的历史。
Because you're always in fear of your partner finding out your true past.
那其中另外还有两个原因。
There are two other reasons.
就是怀孕。
That is pregnancy.
这没有结婚，婚前的关系啊。 会有怀孕的忧虑。
That there are worries of pregnancy if you risk in premarital sex.
那如果结婚了，怀孕就生孩子了。
And once pregnancy comes, that you have to get married right away.
但是没有结婚，没有这么简单，就可以解决。
That is not a simple matter to solve.
那最后一个就是疾病。
Lastly, sexually transmitted disease.
一个人没有结婚以前发生关系，特别随便来，容易传染疾病。
Before marriage, if someone is rather promiscuous, they may be passing around STD.
所以防止这个 AIDS的最好的方法，
Therefore, the best cure or best defense against AIDS is
就是一夫一妻。
That is monogamy.
这个是最好的方法。
This is the best way.
其他都没有一个更好的方法。
There's no other better way.
所以从这很多的理由啊，
From all these reasons,
我们才发现了我们应该保持自己的纯洁。
We understand that we have to keep our own purity.
那一直到结婚那一天为止。
Until the day of marriage.
我们可以得到神的祝福。
That we can be blessed by God.
经过心灵很深度的契合，在结婚那一天呢，就能享受更大的满足。
After going through a serious heart-to-heart relationship, we get to that day of marriage and we await God's blessings.
所以我们希望每一个青年都能够保守自己。
So we wish that every youth can keep oneself holy.
是每一个人都可以在神面前蒙神祝福。
That everyone can come before God and be blessed with His blessings.
那下面我们进入家庭的关怀。
Next we look at family life. Care and concern.
提摩太前书5章8节。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
提摩太前书5章8节。
1 Timothy 5 8.
人若不看顾自己的亲属，就背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己的家人，更是如此。 这里讲说不看顾亲属就是背了真道。
Here says you are going against the truth if you do not provide for your own family.
那不看顾自己家里人更严重了。
And if you do not provide for your immediate family, then it is even more worse.
所以这个家庭生活很重要，就是要关怀。
Therefore, family life, an important element is mutual care.
那我们在家庭关怀里面发现事业、家庭、信仰这三个要怎么去调配。
There are four points within this care and concern of the family that we need to learn and adjust.
首先，我们就要讨论事业跟家庭。
First, we talk about career and family.
我们要怎么样把事业做得好，家庭也照顾得到。
How can we excel at our career at the same time take care of the family?
这是我们要学习的。
This is something to be learned.
你们现在还没有事业，但是以后你们会有事业。
Perhaps you do not have a career now, but you will in the future.
但是现在观念就需要建立起来。
But the concept, the attitude towards it must be established now.
先看路德记第1章。
Please turn to Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第1章。
Ruth chapter 1.
第1节
Verse 1
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地区寄居。第2节
2
这个人名叫做以利米勒，他的妻子叫做拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个叫做马伦，一个叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒以法他人，他们到了摩亚地就在那里住的。这里讲这个一个犹太人叫以利米勒。
Here talks about a Jew or Israelite named Elimelech.
那这个人为着维持家庭的生活，
this person for the welfare of his family.
他从伯利恒搬到摩亚地区。
He moved from Bethlehem to the land of Moab.
那伯利恒它本来是粮食之仓，是有表示说这个丰盛的恩典的意思。
In Bethlehem, he lived a very fulfilled life.
那摩亚地是一个淫乱的地方。
The land of Moab is a land of corruption.
所以从伯利恒搬到摩亚地，代表信仰的一个退步。
Therefore, Bethlehem moving to Moab is symbolized a decline in faith.
所以他为了照顾生活的需要。
Therefore, for the sake of his family,
他放弃了信仰的原则。
He forsook his principle of faith.
那个信仰原则就是牛奶与蜜之地不可以离开。
That is, he should not depart from the land which flows with milk and honey.
所以亚伯拉罕跟他的孩子都遇到相同的困难。
Abraham along with his children met up with the same troubles.
遇到饥荒。
They met up with famine.
亚伯拉罕就搬到埃及地去。
Abraham moved to land of Egypt.
他搬到埃及地啊，差一点失去他太太。
He almost lost his wife in Egypt.
他回来之后。
After he returned.
虽然带很多财产。
Though he brought much possessions back,
以后他跟他的子儿合不来。
But his he could not get along with his some of his family members.
所以亚伯兰下埃及地，结果并不是很好。
Therefore, Abraham's trip to Egypt was not a good one.
但是以撒遇到饥荒。
When Isaac met up with famine,
神叫他说你不可以离开。
God told him you should not depart from the land.
那活在那里每一天都是一种考验，一种压力。
That he lived there in daily trial.
但是到最后。
But at the end,
神祝福他那个地收成有一百倍。
God blessed him with 100-fold in his land.
所以这个事业跟家庭啊，这两个需要有一个调配啊。
Therefore, we have to have the right mix between career and family.
事业要顾，家庭也要顾。
That both are to be cared and concerned for.
因此啊，我们人呢，最大考验的是的年龄啊，大概是从30岁到50岁。
The age period where we encounter the most trials probably 30 to 50 years old.
如果你26、27岁结婚
，If you marry around 26,
30岁开始大概有孩子。
30 you have probably children.
那30岁到50岁，刚好你的孩子从出生到差不多到读大学的时候。
And 30 to 50 is a period where your child goes from go to all these teenagers up to university.
那这段时间是你世界上最需要奋斗的时候。
And this is a stage in your life where you must battle.
但是也是你的孩子最需要你的时候。
However, it's a time when your children need you the most.
所以事业跟家庭都需要你。
It seems that career and family are demanding of you.
你要怎么去调配
？How can you have them complemented?
你只能够选一个。
You can only choose one.
如果一个人一直追求成就感。
If a person just want to have accomplishments,
跟这个钱财
，for example, in terms of financial accomplishments,
他就必须要把孩子放下来。
Then he will forsake his children.
请保姆带啊。
He would have a nanny.
那等到50岁，他可能事业成功了。
Perhaps by 50 he is successful in his business.
赚了一些钱呐。
That he has earned his money.
过来，他要回头来看顾他的子女。
Now he's ready to turn around and be the father.
那子女说：“我不需要你了。”
Then the children said, "I don't need you anymore."
我已经长大了。
I'm grown up now.
鸟要飞出去找筑它自己的巢了。
That the bird is ready to depart from the nest.
这段时间呢，考验最大。
Therefore, during this period, there's much trials and tests.
特别是对女人的。
Especially to the female.
因为现在这个美国差不多有一半以上的女人都是失业妇女。
Nowadays in the States, there are approximately half of the women population who are single mothers.
那两个都是
working.
两个丈夫太太两个都是在就业。
And husband and wife are both working.
家庭要照顾就更加的困难。
It is difficult then to care for the family.
所以如果不是经济有困难。
Therefore, if it is not economic troubles.
这个在孩子还小的时候啊，应该这个母亲要留在家里面。
When the children are still young, the mother should be with them.
因为没有一个人能够取代母亲来爱孩子。
Because no one can take the place of parental love of a mother towards her child.
没有一个人能够取代母亲来教我们的孩子。
No one can take the place of the mother in teaching her child.
但是一个女人在工作的场所，当然她有她自我实现这种成就感。
But if a woman working is in a career, she has her sense of independence.
但是她也不必再跟小孩子这个跟小孩子在这些很辛劳的工作。
That she can she doesn't have to do all these more tedious or laborious work with her child.
但是那个就是母亲伟大跟母亲需要的地方。
However, that's where she is needed. That's where her work works are.
啊，最近洛啊，包括前几个月，洛杉矶有一个啊华人的青年呢，把另外一个谋杀了。
A few months ago, there was a Asian youth that killed another youth.
那这个两个父母倒都是很成功的，很有成就的。
Both of the families, the parents are very successful.
那那个谋杀人那个母亲呢，是一个非常出名的一个医生。
The murderers, the boy who murdered his mother was a physician, very famous one.
赚很多的钱。
She earned a lot of money.
那把孩子送到这里来。
And she sent her child over here.
但是因为没有时间去爱孩子。
But she had no time for her child.
就给他很多的钱。
So she left a lot of money with him.
啊，给他弥补他的愧疚感。
So that she to fill her guilt.
好，那这个孩子里面啊，你看他房子住得很好。
And we see this boy that he lives in a very nice house.
啊，车子开得很好。
Drives a nice car.
这个他口袋里面都是钱。
And his pocket is full of money.
吃最好的餐厅。
He goes to the best restaurants.
但是没有家庭教育。
But he has no family education.
没有家庭的温暖。
No family warmth.
哦，到最后演变就变成杀人。
At the end, he becomes a murderer.
哦，所以事业跟家庭要兼顾。
Therefore, both career and family must be cared for.
先看创世纪二十六章。
Please look at Genesis 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis 26.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十六章二十五节。
26:25.
说以撒就在那里筑立了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷。
25:26.
他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。这里说以撒边啊、搬到别示巴。23节说搬到别示巴。
Isaac here moved to the land of Beersheba.
啊，他做三件事情。
He did three things there.
第一件事情
，First，
支搭帐篷。
He built a tent.
第二件
tent.
Second， 啊，求第一件事情筑一座坛啊。
First, he built an altar.
第二件事情，支搭帐篷。
Second, he pitched his tent.
第三件事，挖一口井。
Third, he dug a well.
这个筑一座坛就是指着信仰。
Building an altar symbolizes his faith.
那支搭帐篷就是表示家庭生活。
Pitch his tent, meaning he cared for his family as well.
那挖一口井来喂养这些他的动物牲畜，就是指着他的职业生活。
And dug a well, meaning he took care of his livestock, that is his career.
啊，所以在以撒的生活里面呢，有三个内容。
Therefore, Isaac's life contained three main contents.
啊，对神、对家人、对他的事业。
That is, he took care of everything to God, to his family, to his career.
那么很简单，我们看可以看出来，他的这个优先顺序是排得很对的。
And very clearly, we can see his priority is very properly placed here.
神在
God first,
在事业
，family then career.
好，所以有一天如果我们的事业可以我们自己控制。
Therefore, one day we're in control of our career.
我们在事业的发展应该适可就停止。
That may be the time then for you to slow down or stop your career works.
你可以尽量赚钱。
You can earn all the money you want.
但是不能够影响家庭生活跟信仰生活。
But should not let that ever influence your family life nor your spiritual life.
在你会影响家庭生活跟信仰生活那个地方就应该要停止。
When you see that it's influencing your family and spiritual life, it's time for you to stop, put a stoppage to it.
那如果把家庭生活跟信仰生活的时间用来赚钱，
if you use family time and God's time to earn money,
啊，那个就是贪心了。
Then this is called greed.
所以贪财是万恶之根呢。
Therefore, greed is the root of all evil.
很多的愁苦都是贪心来的。
Many wickedness come from greed.
所以钱赚了很多。
Therefore, if you earn a lot of money,
但是子女变坏了
but your children have gone away,
哇，这是人生很可惜的一件事情。
Then this is a very pitiful thing for a human being to have.
但是如果能够用更多的时间
but if you can use more time,
来照顾子女、教养子女
and to take care of your children, to teach them,
在你离世的时候，你没有钱可以留给子女，这个也没有什么遗憾。
That even if you leave this world, you have no possessions left for them, that's very okay.
所以父母留给子女，我想三件最重要的。
So for the parents to leave their children, there are three important things.
一个信仰。
First is their faith.
好像这个提摩太。
For example, Timothy.
啊，他的母亲留给他了。
His mother left him
无畏的信心。
A faith of fearing God.
啊， 就是从小就教给他。
That from young he was taught.
那第二点呢，就是要健康的身体。
Second, health.
就从小要照顾他身体健康。
Like you take care of your children and so that they would have their health.
第三个
，thirdly，
好的教育。
Proper good education.
所以如果父母能够给子女这三样
，If the parents can provide these three for their children，
不要留钱给他，没有什么目的。
There's no need to leave any possessions for them.
神自然会带领他、祝福他，他绝对不会发生困难。
For God will then guide them on their way to take care of themselves.
但是如果子女失去了信仰
，But if your children lost their faith，
你家财万贯留给他，你都会忧虑的。
You can leave them all the possessions, you still have much worries.
所以要兼顾事业跟家庭。
Therefore, we have to establish well-found both our career and family.
诗篇一百二十八篇
，Psalm 128。
诗篇一百二十八篇
，Psalm 128。
第一节
，First one。
凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，变为有福。第二节
，Two。
你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。第三节
，Three。
你的妻子在你的室内，好像多结果子的葡萄树。你的儿女围绕你的桌子，好像摘啊橄榄摘子。第四节
，four，
说看哪、啊，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。第五节
，five，
好，愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。第六节
，six，
愿你看见你的儿女，愿平安归以色列。啊，这个地方在讲啊一个蒙福的家庭。
Here talks about a blessed family.
这个蒙福的家庭能够吃劳碌得来的。
Here, a blessed family, they can eat the fruits of their labor.
这个劳碌就指的事业了，从有事业的劳碌才有收获。
Of course, the fruit comes from the labor that is your career.
那第三节啊，这个家庭里面呢，全家儿女都围绕在一起，非常和睦。
That thirdly, everybody is very harmoniously together.
这个他的家庭生活很和睦。
That they have harmony in the family.
那第四节说这样的家庭是蒙神祝福的。
Fourthly, talks about this family being one blessed by the Lord.
这个就是我们要追求的。
And this is what our pursuit is.
第二点就是信仰跟家庭。
Next is family and faith.
请看箴言第三章。
Please refer to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章的三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 33.
说耶和华咒诅恶人的家庭，赐福于义人的居所。这个地方说恶人的家庭神要咒诅。
Here talks about the wicked's home, the Lord will curse.
但是义人的家庭神要祝福。
And he'll bless the home of the righteous.
所以义人呢，就是信仰好了。
Righteous meaning one with a upright faith.
这种人呢、啊，他的家庭神要祝福。
This type of person, God will bless his home.
所以我们要照顾家庭，也要照顾我们的信仰。
So we have to take care of our family and also our faith.
那撒母耳的见解哈。
For example, Samuel.
撒母耳信仰是照顾得很好。
Samuel has took care of his faith.
但是撒母耳孩子信仰不一定好。
But his children were not properly taken care of.
家庭没有照顾得好。
His family was not taken care of well.
请看《撒母耳记上》第八章。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
第八章第一节到第三节
，one to three。
撒母耳年纪老迈，就立他的儿子做以色列的士师。第二节
，two。
长子名叫做约尔，次子名叫做亚比亚，他们在别示巴做士师。第三节
，three。
他的儿子不贪他的道，不行他的道，贪图财力，受贿赂，屈枉正直。撒母耳这个人真的是。很好的一个先知啊。
Samuel was a very upright prophet.
他常常为以色列百姓祷告。
He often intercedes for the Israelites.
传神的话语。
He pass on the words of God.
是一个很忠心的祭司。
He's a very loyal priest.
但是撒母耳的家庭就是他的孩子。
However,except bribes and perverted justice.
所以撒母耳只顾到信仰，自己的信仰，没有顾到家庭。
It's evident that Samuel took care of his faith, not his family.
那还有一个更严重的例子，就是撒母耳记上第一章。
There's another more pronounced example from 1 Samuel chapter 1.
以利的两个孩子。
The two children of
14节
Eli.
这个以利斯也是一个祭司。
Eli is also a priest.
但是他两个孩子不但不敬拜神，而且犯罪得罪神。
His two sons did not only not worship God, but sin against God.
所以从这里我们就发现这个信仰是很重要的。
From here we understand first that faith is important.
我们要照顾家庭，更要照顾信仰。
To take care of our family, even more so, we should take care of our faith.
这个家庭生活有一个很重要的目的啊，就是培养我们下一代的信仰。
A very important goal of the family life is to prepare for the future faith of our children.
所以信仰成功啊，家庭生活啊才有目的啊。
Therefore, a successful faith.Will give you a target for your family life.
信仰如果没有成功，家庭生活没有目的。
If you would have no goal for your family if your faith is not up to par.
使徒行传二十一章。
Please turn to Acts 21.
使徒行传的二十一章。
Acts 21.
第八节
verse 8
二十一章第八节
21 verse 8
第二天我们离开那里来到了该撒利亚就进了传福音的腓力家他和他同住他是那七个执事里的一个第九节他有四个女儿都是处女都是说预言的这一讲说腓力是教会的执事传福音的
here says Philip was a preacher
他有四个女儿
He had four daughters,
还没有结婚呢
unmarried,
都是说预言的
and they all prophesied.
这个就灵性好啊，在当时他有那个恩赐说预言
that they had the spiritual gift of prophesying.
安提阿伯的太监谁传道了给他
The eunuch at Antioch who preached to him,
腓力
It was Philip.
所以这个腓力做很多的工作
Therefore, Philip did a lot of work.
他本身信仰很好。
He has a very strong faith.
但是腓力的家庭也照顾得很好。
But at the same time, his family was well taken care of.
所以他子女教得很好。
That his children were brought up uprightly.
所以我们要做神的工作第一个工作就是我们家里面。
Therefore, if we want to do God's work, the first work we have to do is in our family.
如果我们带领三个人来信主。
If we bring three people to the Lord.
如果我们有三个孩子。到最后都离开了神。
And we have three children that end up leaving God.
那我们工作三减三就等于零了。
Then that amounts to nothing.
所以神的工作第一步就在家庭里面。
Therefore, the first step of doing God's work is at home.
所以这个家庭里面的信仰要照顾。
That the faith in your family must be taken care of.
我们很少看到这信徒在教会做圣工做到不顾家庭了，很少。
Rarely do we see people work in the church so much that they don't care about their family.
但是我们也要在这一方面要注意
But we need to take note of this possibility.
我们在做教会圣工之前，我们家庭也要照顾得好。
that before we do holy work in church, we have to take care of our family first.
就是把家庭信仰照顾好，再来这个做教会圣工就更有力量。
That is to take care of the faith aspects of our family, then we have the strength to do God's work.
有一个先生啊，一直埋怨他太太。
There is a husband that always complains about his wife.
说他太太很喜欢做教会圣工。
He said that his wife loved to do church work.
这个喜欢做教会圣工原来没有什么不对啊。
Fundamentally, it's not wrong to do church work.
但是这个太太喜欢做教会圣工啊，家里衣服也没有洗，这个地也没有吸，什么都没有做。
But the wife will not do any chores at home because of holy work.
那么她丈夫回来，
her husband,
上班回来很累。
Her husband returns from work very tired.
看到垃圾也没有倒，也没有饭吃。
And he sees that there's no dinner, the garbage hasn't been taken out.
那他太太还在听录音带。
And his wife is listening to a sermon tape.
不晓得听什么录音带啊。
Oh, sorry, she's just listening to a cassette tape.
就是正道的录音带，不晓得什么题目啊。
It was just a sermon tape.
可能是要，说不定那个题目是要有爱心的。
Perhaps the sermon tape is on love.
那对她的丈夫来讲，这是很大的困扰。
But to the husband, then, it is a difficulty for him.
你这么热心在做圣工。
You're very zealous in your work.
但是你把家庭的本分都没有尽到。
But you haven't fulfilled your obligations at home.
那夫妻如果吵架。
If the husband and wife quarrel,
太太就说：“你看，魔鬼又在做工了。”
Then the wife said, "Satan must be working."
你要去阻挡我做圣工了。
Because you're blocking me from my holy work.
那对先生来讲，我不是魔鬼在我身上做工啊。
To the husband, he doesn't feel possessed.
是你做太太，你没有尽本分呢。
It's just that you haven't done your obligation.
所以我们在照顾信仰、做圣工，同时家庭也不能忽略。
So when I do holy work for God, we cannot neglect our work at home.
家庭的信仰也很重要。
It's important, our family faith.
那第三点哈，就是要带领全家归主。
The third point under faith and family is to guide the whole family to believe in the Lord.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis 18.
19 Verse 19 We will 眷顾他，为他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵行我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯兰的话都成就。这里是神所说的。
These are words of God.
说要叫亚伯拉罕跟他的众子还有眷属啊，都能够遵行神的道。
That he wants Abraham along with his whole household to keep the way of the Lord.
哦，所以这个信仰与家庭哦，到最后我们就是要带领我们的全家，我们的家庭啊，全部来接受信仰。
That the ultimate goal of faith and family is to bring the whole family to be in the Lord.
好，第三点哈。
That's the third point.
啊，家庭关怀。
The third main point is care for the family.
啊，这个家庭的关怀哈，我们大概可以分作三点来看。
Care for the family, we can divide it into three points.
啊，第一点就是要关怀我们自己的配偶了。
First is to take care of our spouse.
啊，这个就是爱我们自己的配偶。
That is to love your spouse.
啊，有一个故事啊。
There's a story.
所以有一次，这个有一个牧师娘啊，把她牧师睡觉的枕头、棉被都搬到教会来。
One time, there's a wife of a pastor that brought all the blankets and sheets and brought them to church.
放在讲台说，以后你就睡在这里就好了。
And she said, "Why don't you sleep here from now on, then?"
那所有会众就在问了，到底怎么一回事啊
？And all the congregation was asking, "What's going on between these?"
她说，她在台上讲爱，讲得很感动人呢。
She said that he speaks of love very movingly on the pulpit.
但是回到家里，我们全家都不会感觉到他爱我们。
But he goes home and we don't feel any of that love.
都没有家庭的爱在里面。
There's no family love there.
所以最好他就住在这里就好了。
So might as well he can have his family here.
这个地方是他有爱的地方啊。
Because this is where he claims to have love.
所以， 家庭的关怀啊，就从配偶开始。
Therefore, to care for the family, we have to care first for our spouse.
啊，圣经的一对模范夫妻就是百基拉跟亚居拉。
A very exemplary couple from the Bible is Aquila and Priscilla.
啊，这一对夫妻是一对很好的同工。
They are very complementary workers for God.
啊，这一对夫妻也是一个很恩爱的夫妻。
And they are a very loving couple.
所以配偶关系如果能够好啊，啊，才有力量做圣工。
Therefore, if the match is there and complement to each other, then the work can be done by them.
啊，配偶关系好才能孝顺。
Only with a good match can they have obedience.
配偶关系好才能教子女。
With a good match, they can rear their children up uprightly.
好，那为什么这样说呢？你配偶关系如果不好
，If you do not match each other well，
一到礼拜天呢，一个要来教会做圣工
；On the Sabbath day, one wants to go to church to do work，
啊，一个要出去玩了，去 relax。
The other one wants to relax，
啊，你就没有办法了。
Then you can't do much。
所以第一个要配偶的关怀哈，要培养夫妻这种啊，在灵里面呢，越来越互相的契合。
Therefore, care for your spouse in terms of spiritually trying to help each other's development.
啊，那才能够成为教会做工的力量。
So that together you can become a force of holy work in church.
那如果娶外邦跟嫁外邦
，If you marry outsiders,
这做圣工更大的困难。
Then holy work is a burden to you.
啊，有一个姐妹
，There was a sister.
啊，她每个礼拜六要来聚会。
Every Sabbath she comes to church.
啊，她先生就跟她讲啊
，Her husband said to her.
啊，那我哦。礼拜一到礼拜五为着家庭这么辛苦
He said, I toil so much 5 days a week
那礼拜六你不能在家里陪我吗
You can't even stay with me Spend time with me on Saturday
那这个先生这样一讲啊
After he said that
这个太太就很为难了
She was in a very difficult position
真的她为着家庭这么辛苦
She knows what he said is true
那礼拜六我不能陪她吗
Why can't I spend a little more time on Saturday with my husband
那如果她礼拜六陪她
Now she did that.
啊，她就不能来教会。
Then she can't go to church.
所以做圣工就没有力量。
Therefore, her holy work is, with lack strength.
那第二点哈，家庭的关怀就是对父母的关怀。
Secondly, is to care for the parents.
请看箴言23章。
Please look at Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23:22
你要听从你生的父亲你母亲老了也不可以藐视他25:25你要使父母欢喜使生你的快乐这个地方说说父母年纪大了，不可以藐视他。
Here says, do not belittle your parents when they have grown old.
这个是消极的，消极的不可以藐视父母。
This is a
消极。Passive.
Oh, this is passive.
那积极的哈
，actively，
在25节说
，in verse 25，
要使父母欢喜。
You have to bring joy to your parents.
那为什么说不可以藐视父母？
Why is it that you cannot despise your parents?
因为他一旦到年纪大
Because on the one hand, they're of old age.
行动缓慢
Their physical movement may be hindered.
身体软弱
Their physical health may be lacking.
在家庭不能够贡献什么
Their contribution is dwindling.
所以年纪一大又回像好像小孩子一样
So that they seem to return to a youthful life.
小孩子一样
Just like children.
我们小的时候他照顾我们
That when we're young, they took care of us.
等他老的时候，他需要我们照顾。
When they're old, they require our care.
所以在这个时代里面呢，人如果不能够贡献什么，就变成了没有用的人。
That in this generation, if one cannot contribute much, that person feels very meaningless.
那没有用的人常常被看不起的。
A person who is useless are looked down upon.
但是我们对年老的父母啊，要尊敬他。
However, to our old age parents, we have to respect them.
英文我不晓得，有时候我听到中文在讲，说我家那个老头啊，
啊，那台湾话中老灰啊，啊，这个话都不好。
We refer to sometimes our father as old man.
啊，这个话就是没有尊敬的话。啊
，This address is very irreverent.
啊，那积极的要叫我们的父母喜乐。
That actively we ought to bring joy to our parents.
这个是孝顺里面归结到最后这句话了。
This is after you act out your filial piety.
所以这个叫父母喜乐不只是物质上的供给。
It is not just material gladness you bring them.
你给他很好的物质。
You give him a beautiful home.
但是你天天刺激他，他会喜乐吗
？But every day you attack him with words, would they be happy?
他不会喜乐的。
They cannot.
所以除了他需要的物质供给他之外
，Therefore, contributing just not just material gain, material things.
我们还需要在精神上啊，常常安慰他，鼓励他。
That spiritually or emotionally, we should encourage them and comfort them.
那讲一些话给他开心。
To say things to make them joyous.
那要安排一些他的活动。
And to arrange some activities for them.
我知道有我们组内有一个信徒，当然很多了，我只举一个例子。
I just give one example, but there are many of elderlies in our church.
啊，他的爸爸年纪很大。
This person, his father is very old.
那这个信徒啊，刚刚来美国，经济不是很好。
This believer had just came to the United States and his economic situation wasn't stable yet.
那他自己去制造一个轮椅。
And he made a wheelchair.
那个轮椅呢，不是很好看的。
This wheelchair is not very attractive.
因为他自己造的嘛。
Because he made it himself.
然后每个礼拜六。
Every Saturday.
他就载他爸爸来。
He would bring his father.
就用那个他自己做的轮椅推来教会做礼拜。
And he would use his homemade wheelchair and push his father to church.
很多信徒看的都很受感动。
And many believers were very moved by this action.
他没有把他年纪大的父母当作羞耻。
He never looked down upon his parents, although they're old.
他尽最大的可能照顾他。
That he went to lengths just to take care of his parents.
那常常带着父母啊，不能走路，带他到车上。然后在他去绕一圈，给他外面看看，这样。
And you often take his father out just to look around, get some fresh air, and see the sights.
让他心能够散散，因为整天闷在房子里面。
So that he can get out from the gloominess of in the home.
所以在后来他父亲离世了。
Later when his father passed away.
在丧礼的时候。
During the funeral.
很多人很感动。
Many people were moved.
就是感动，对这个父亲感动，对他孩子的孝顺很感动。
That they were moved by the father's passing away. They were moved by the filial piety shown by the son.
我想神一定会纪念他的孝行。
I believe God will for sure remember his respect towards his father.
那圣经里面记载约瑟的孝顺。
The Bible tells us of Joseph's filial piety.
创世纪四十三章。
Genesis 43.
27节。约瑟问他们好，又问说：“你的父亲就是你所说那老人家平安吗？”啊，这个约瑟问他的弟弟说：“你的父亲那个老人家平安吗
？”Here Joseph asked about his father from his brother.
你再看四十五章
，also chapter 45,
第三节
，verse 3。
约瑟对他兄弟说：“我是约瑟，我父亲还在吗？”他兄弟不能回答，因为他们都惊慌。这里约瑟跟兄弟相认之后，第一句话说：“父亲还在吗
？”Here after Joseph met up with his brothers again, he asked about his father first, asked whether he's still living.
所以这个约瑟好几次就是提到他的父亲呢。
That many times Joseph would bring up his father.
他很孝顺。
For he loved his father.
我记得我在当兵的时候，那个时候我在当排长。
When I was in the army, I was a troop leader.
那晚上他们就自习啊，我就看他们在写信。
At night, I see in the study period, people would write letters.
那很多都结婚了。
Many people are married, army men.
天天写信就是亲爱的太太
Every day they would write, my dear wife.
这个没有什么错啊。
Nothing wrong with that.
但是最后一句，请问爸爸妈妈好。
But the last sentence would be, please give my regards to my parents.
只有一句
Just one sentence.
那一个月也没有给爸爸妈妈一封信。
That the whole month there won't be one letter to the parents themselves.
我想我如果我们孝敬父母
I feel that if we really love our parents
要常常让父母知道我们最近很好
that we like our parents to know that we're okay
让他能够放心
so that they can be away from worries
要常常如果有空常常打电话
that if we have time we should call
如果你到外地去读书
if you go abroad to study
因为人年纪大之后喜欢听孩子的声音
Because when a person grows old, the voice of their children is sweet to them.
这个就是他的安慰。
For this voice becomes their comfort.
那他如果听到孩子声音，他觉得说在孩子的心中还有他的分量。
That when they hear the voice of their child, they feel that their child is part of their heart still.
所以我们父母如果离开很远，或者说在其他的地方有空要多打电话。
So if our parents are far away from us physically, we should more often call them through the telephone.
这孝敬的一种方法
This is the method of being filial pious
有一次有一个信徒告诉我
One time a member told me
他说父母应该 earn their respect
He said the parents should earn their respect from me
这句话对不对
Is this right?
这集到十分还是二十分十分啊 OK
十分
这句话是社会的观念啊
This is a societal concept
但不一定是对的
It may not be right
因为他是我们父母他就有恩典在我们身上
Because they are parents They are blessing to us
那第三点
The third point
子女
Children
就父母对子女的关怀
The parents care towards their children
这以后我们会以后再谈的
We can touch upon this later.
还有就是兄弟姐妹这里面有讲兄弟姐妹的关怀。
What's left out here is the care between brothers and sisters.
有的兄弟姐妹很有情。
Some siblings they have a lot of love between them.
他们已经成家了，但是很有联络，大家都很有彼此相爱。
But even after everyone goes their own way in marriage, they still communicate and love each other.
但是有的兄弟没有情。
But some brothers and sisters, they have no communication.
同一家也很少讲话。
The same family, they do not talk to each other.
分家了以后。
After they go on their own ways.
根本就没有再联络。
There's no communication.
真的如果是一个好的家庭出来。
If it's truly a good family.
这个兄弟姐妹会很友情，会很亲爱。
That the sibling will be close to each other.
所以这个也是一种关怀。
So this is another care we need to take note of.
那最后的结论。
The final conclusion,
请看何西阿书第七章。
Please look at Hosea 7.
第八节。
Hosea 7, verse 8.
第七章的第八节。
Hosea 7, 8.
所以说以法莲与列邦人掺杂以法莲是没有翻过的饼这里讲说这个以法莲是没有翻过的饼
He talks about Ephraim which is a flat cake not turned over
你在烤饼的时候人在做饼烤饼的时候这边烤一烤再赶快再翻过来
When you're baking bread you would have to flip the sides after one side is cooked
如果你没有把它翻过来
But if you do not flip it
一边烧焦一边还没有熟
One side is burnt, the other raw.
所以这个不要做没有翻过的饼就不要一边烧焦已经过度了，一边没有熟就不够。
The teaching here is that one side is overdone and one side is not, is totally neglected.
就是要平均
That is to have a balance.
家庭、事业、信仰要平均
Family, career, faith must there must strike a balance.
不要一个过度，一个没有不够
That one will not be emphasized as to take away from the other.
这个就是神要我们做的。
This is what God instructed us to do.
信仰生活要平衡。
That family, life, and faith must there must be a balance.
这个就是节制的果子。
And this is the fruit that we bear.
我们下一节要来讨论，明天要来讨论基督化的家庭。
And tomorrow we talk about the Christian family.